USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Firefighters in Philadelphia mourning the loss of one of their own. Deputy Fire Commissioner Craig Murphy says the fallen firefighter was a 27-year veteran of the department.
This was just a catastrophic accident that really hurt our department, and I know this member well, and hurt the fire service as a whole.
The blaze broke out early Saturday morning at a three-story building that housed a pizza shop and apartments. The fire was put out nearly 90 minutes after the call went out. Four firefighters and an inspector with the city's Department of Licenses and Inspections were trapped at the time of the building collapse. Two firefighters and the inspector have since been released from the hospital. One firefighter remains hospitalized. The firefighter who died was pronounced at the scene. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The Iowa Supreme Court ruling that abortion is not a guaranteed right under the state constitution, reversing a ruling that same court made only 4 years ago in the process. The decision on Friday stemmed from a lawsuit filed by abortion providers who challenged a law from 2020 that requires a 24-hour waiting period before a woman can get an abortion. This court ruling comes as there is speculation that the U.S. Supreme Court will soon overturn Roe v. Wade. Federal regulators have signed off for the youngest Americans to receive their COVID-19 vaccines. Children under the age of 5 will soon be eligible for shots. This after the FDA followed the unanimous recommendation from its advisory panel. The final sign-off from the CDC is expected soon. They're working over the holiday weekend to make sure it gets done. It was a bad week for Wall Street when the markets closed on Friday. In fact, it was the worst week it had since the COVID crash from 2020. You are listening to USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and 6-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
The jury in a civil trial against Bill Cosby will have to start all over again on Monday. They had came to an agreement on whether the actor-comedian has sexually assaulted Judy Huss at the Playboy Mansion in 1975 when she was 16 years old, and whether she deserved any damages. Between the judge promising one juror, who happened to be the foreperson, that she could leave Friday for a prior commitment, and sheriff's deputies requiring the courthouse to be cleared because there's no budget for overtime for the deputies, the panel will have to begin fresh with an alternate on Monday. Naomi Osaka out at Wimbledon. She says the problem with her left Achilles tendon continues. The tennis star has not played an official match after losing the first round of the French Open. She was leaning towards skipping the event after that because the professional tennis tours aren't ranking points awarded. That's a response to All England Club's decision to bar all players from Russia and Belarus due to the war in Ukraine. Legendary civil rights leader Bayard Rustin and 3 other men had their convictions posthumously vacated more than 7 decades later after being found guilty of disorderly conduct as they challenged segregation laws that defied the Supreme Court ruling declaring segregated interstate travel unconstitutional. The men boarded buses in Washington in 1947 for a 2-week trip. They were ultimately arrested, convicted, and sentenced to chain gangs. Listen to us anywhere online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.